Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our previous shir. This is actually the third shir on the topic of Osata Mishpat Yom Chavarivoy. And you saw this in the flame in the first two shiurim. And the difference between a dal and an evion. And the Yisod HaDvarim was that an evion is more poor than a dal, and that there are two inyanim when you judge in favor of the poor person over the wealthy person. One inyan is that the wealthy person is losing money that is really his. And that's wrong. And the other inyan is that the poor person is winning money that he doesn't deserve. And that's also a miscarriage of justice. So, and that's Osata Mishpat of Yom Chabarivo. There's a Hataya Lechova when he wins, when this poor man wins, because he's getting money that's not his, and that's lechovasa, that's to his detriment. Nu, meiray v'rabeisai, anachnu achshav mitkadmim hala, ועכשיו אפשר לפרש את הדרשה של הגמרא בסנהדרין בדף למד וו עמוד א' עמוד ב'. יש במשנה בדף למד ב' עמוד א' a list of 10 things שמפרידים בין דיני נפושס and דיני מומנס. The Mishnah there says, and what's in between דיני נפושס and דיני מומנס? דיני מומנס with 3, דיני נפושס 23. דיני מומנס, you open up bein l'schus bein l'choy v'dinei nefashis, you open up l'schus not l'choy v'dinei mominis. You maten al pi eid al pi echad, one wins bein l'schus bein l'choy v'dinei nefashis, one only wins l'schus, but in order to do choy v'liability, you need two. Dinei mominis machzirin, the court brings the accused back to be judged again if new evidence arises. Bein l'schus bein l'choy v'dinei nefashis, only l'schus and not l'choy v'dinei, only to, not to find him liable, only to quit him. Dinei mominus hakol melamdim schus v'choyva, dinei nefashos hakol melamdim schus v'ein hakol melamdim choyva. So in monetary laws, all those present at the trial can learn schus and choyva nefashos, only the judges. Dinei mominus melamed hakol melamed schus, melamed schus melamed choyva, mominus, you can learn both ways. And dinei nefashos, no, melamed choyva is melamed schus, melamed schus not allowed to be melamed choyva. Dinei mominus done to be yom gor melayla, dinei nefashos done to be yom gor miyom, dinei nefashos have to be finished by day. Dinei mominus Gomer and Boba Yom finish that day, whether it's Schus or Choyva, Dini Nefashis. The Schus Biyom Sha'ach L'Achrab L'Choyva. Okay, so we have all of these different the distinctions between Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis. And it says none of them are Noi B'Shor Niskol. When a Shor kills somebody, and he has to be stoned, so the thing is that all of the things that apply to Nefashos cases do not apply to the Shor HaNiskol, except for one. Chutz me Eslim v'shloisha, where we have a special hekesh of Kamisas HaBailim Kach Misas HaShor. So there, Dafka, you need 23, like Dinei Nefashos. Zok the Gemore. Minani Mili, Omer Rav Acha Bar Popo, Do Omer Kro. Al sate mishpat evyoincho berivoy mishpat evyoincho I atomate aval atomate mishpat shor hanisko. You are not allowed to twist, distort the judgment of a poor man, but you are allowed to distort the judgment. You are allowed to be matem mishpat שור הניסקו. מה הכוונה? מסביר רשי, לא תתן לי רעה על פי עד אחד. The mishpat of an evyon, you're not allowed to be mate l'ro al pi roiv shel dayan echot. Aval ata ken mate l'choivo din shor al pi echot. But you are allowed to be mate l'choiva the din shor al pi rachanaz, when you have an evyon and he has a din in a fashis, so you now that have a majority of one, in order to make him liable, in a majority of one doesn't suffice. However, a majority of one does suffice with respect to a shor haniskal, umehocha gomir lekulo. And from here you learn lekulu mailos. Deloy nehigi chutz michov gimel. All of the mailos that you haven't eaten in nefashis are noeg in shor haniskal, except for the 23. So it emerges that we have two psukim that are nogea to the din of a shor niskal. One pasuk, word in the Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph, that teaches us misis hashor is kemisis habaylin. Hashor yisak of a gambel of yumos. And we have a second pasuk that's brought over here that teaches that with regard to the din of hataya lechova, there is a difference between them. So Rav Acha bar Papa explains Das Rabbi Abo, who says that a salad vom yesh ben dinei mamos din nefashos, and none of them are noig b'shor niskal except for 23, that the pasuk that's brought here binyan hatayi lechova, that if you have a mishpat of an evyon, then you're now allowed to be mata al pi eid echad, meaning that if you have a dinei nefashos lechova for its liability, you are not allowed to be mata al pi echad. Zemelamed shedin ashor shone midinei nefashot shel adam gam b'shar advarim hanoagim midinei nefashot. Vilu apasuk shemashve b'neihem melamed rak shetzarich beit din shel 23 dayanim laduno ke adam. But the pasuk that's brought in the Netay Lechova teaches us that the din of shor is different than the dina nefashis of a person, also in the other matters, as we said, that are related to dina nefashis. And the pasuk that equates between the two only equates with regard to the 23 dayanim like men. What's the svara to be mechalik? Because the other chilukim matratam hi lahagdil et hasikuyim lezakot et hanidon. The other chilukim, what we're trying to do is we're trying to increase the chances to be mezakeh the person being judged, as we learn from V'itzilu ha'eda es ha'roitzeach. Ulam, ein lanu inyan ela b'hatzalat adam. We are interested, we are not members of the ASPCA, the American Society for the Preservation of Animals. We are members of the American Society for the Preservation of Human Beings. The shore we're a lot less interested in. And the Mela, we are not going to go for the Vahatsilu when it comes to the shore. Only when it comes to man. And therefore, all the distinctions, all the Milas that we have with the Nefashis don't apply to a shore. Lashoin Rashi, Umistabro, De Hekesh, Lahochi Osi. It's Mistabro that the Hekesh of Kemisis Habailim, Kachemisis Shore, is only referring to the din of Esrim Vishloisha and not to other dinim. Why? Shu ikir hadin vitchilato. Because that's the ikir hadin, that's the primary din, the beginning of the din, that you need 23 judges That's the basic primary element of this din, and therefore that applies even to Mises HaShor. Aval kulu inoch, but the other ones, the other dinim, shebemishna, hanoagim benefashot, lehatzala atu. They're coming lehatzala, and therefore, einam ela leadam. Malanu lachus al shor hamuad, adrab amutav lekayem bo, uviyarta hara mikirbecha. Eze rachmanut yesh lanu al shor hanisko. You want to be makayim uviyarta hara mikirbecha. There's no vitzilu ha'eda. Ad kan, midivrei Rashi. Zat omeret, yesh lanu kan limud, that only, the only area where we compare din of nefashis, where we compare the din of ashur to the din of nefashis of man is when it comes to 23 judges, that's the primary judgment. Otherwise, all the din of that of mamonis apply to ashur, because we have not so much of an interest in vitzilu ha'eda. Other rabba, we want to be makayim vi'arto ha'ro mikirbecho. Shoel morenu v'rabenu me'or einenu l'shmo u'l'zecho ta'avat nefesh l'chora tamua sh'arei ha'ikra lo mairi klal b'din shal ha'teya l'ra'a b'dinei nefashot ela b'riv mamoni sh'ben evyon v'eino evyon o ben rasha l'dover emet v'lo mi'ater akra ela kati akra l'lav b'minyan ha'mitzvot v'chanal ומנהלה למדרש מזה מיעוט על ההטייה לרע בדיני נפשות של שור, אחרי שאין כאן כל ייתור. The kasha is that this pasuk is בכלל not talking about ההטייה לרע בדיני נפשות. I'm saying the whole Gemara is ממש תמוע, פשוט פשט in the Gemara is מפלי כל רועב. הרי this pasuk is בכלל not talking about Hataya b'dinei nefashis. The pasuk is talking about mamonis. The Gemara wants to learn from loisat the mishpat of yoincha berivoy, the mishpat of yoincha, you're not mata al pi echad if it's dinei nefashis, but you are mata in the mishpat of shor nisko le'echad b'dinei nefashis. Ma piton? The pasuk of loisat the mishpat of yoincha berivoy is b'chal not talking about dinei nefashis. It's talking about dinei mamonis. An evyon is having a monetary dispute with somebody else, or as we saw in the previous year, as according to one opinion in Chazal, as I Kapaskin Rambam, between a Rosh and a Dover Emes. V'lomi ater akra, the Pasuk isn't superfluous, it is just coming as a lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's not a superfluous Pasuk to learn this drasha from. That dafka al tad mishpat of yonchi atamata, but you are mata mishpat shor aniskal al piyacha. It's not miyutar. It's an isur. It's a doiraisa not to be mata mishpat of yonchi b'riva when he has a monetary dispute. So how can we make this drasha? This drasha ain la shum makom, ain shum yitur. Ubechlal pasuk lo medaber al zeh ubemet hameayen b'sheilot u'tshuvot shu'elu meishiv chamisha'a b'sof siman lamed. יראה שהוא כבר עמד בזה. הרבה פעמים אני לומד מראה, פשט, אין כאן שום פשט אפילו. אז אני לא יודע איך אנשים מסתדרים עם זה. אחד מפלאי הבריאה בעיניי. נו, מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו מתקדמים הלאה, ואכן, עיין בספר יד רמה בסוגיה שם, שכתב, דהי קרא במחויבי מיתה כמיירי, דים לא כן, מיישנה אביון מאשיר, ולהכי ילפינן מינה למעט שור. יד רמו says that this pasuk is talking about מחויבי מיסה. Otherwise, what is the difference between an אביון and an אשיר? And therefore we can learn from here to be memayit ashor. Mevo'ar. She'achen im mayri hakra al dinei mamonot leka lemute mina shor. So the assertion of the Yad Rama is that this pasuk is talking about mechuyevei misa. And that's the only way we can learn anything about the shor hanisko. Because it's saying that this, here you have this dine nefashis, you're not mata alpi echod, but you are mata alpi echod in shor haniska. He says that it has to be talking about mechuyevei misa. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to be mamayet shor. And he brings a raya that it's talking about mechuyevei misa. What's the raya? That, why does the pasuk single out an evyon? It's not fully clear to me what the exact raya of the Yad Rama is, because the Yad Rama's lashon is b'mechuyev misa kosef medaber. I'm going to prove to you that we're talking about a mechuyev misa. Kitachsiv psach psichal pichal ileim ve'al bnei ve'aldin kol bnei chaloif uksiv basrei psach pich b'shefei tzedek v'din oni ve'evyon. He says, look, the pasuk says, open up your mouth for someone who can't speak and for people who are just passing. And then afterwards it says, open up your mouth and judge right and judge righteously and judge the poor, the impoverished. So those are the pasukim in Mishlei in the 31st parak. And then the Yad Rama adds that if we're talking about an Evyon Mamish, and what's it seen in Evyon and in Ashir? So maybe, I'm not clear. I didn't see anybody who discusses Pashup Shah here in the Yad Rama. But maybe what he means is that we're not talking about an Evyon Mamish. We're talking about somebody who's Mechuyev Misa. That's what the Pasuk here is talking about. Somebody's Mechuyev Misa. And so you should defend them. That's their poverty. And the way to defend them is that if there's only one against them, then you're not mechayiv him misa. But I guess maybe that's his avyonus, that he's mechayiv misa, that he's poor, that he's unfortunate because he's gonna be killed. Akoponim, the Yad Rama says, the Yad Rama is machriach, but the pasuk has to be talking about dinei nefashos. Because if it's talking about dinei mamonos, then you can't be mamayit shor. The only problem is that we know that this is a special losa say about dinei mamonos. This is, and by the way, if anybody has a pshat in the Yad Rama, I'd love to hear it. You can contact me. The pasuk is talking about dinei mamonos. The pasuk is talking about the dinei nefashos. Because the pasuk is talking about dinei mamonos, we wouldn't be able to be ma'id shor. That's the Yad Rama holds. But we hold that Itaki is talking about dinei mamonos. That's paskin in the Gemara. It's paskin in the Rishonim, in the Monei HaMitzvos. So how can you say it's talking about dinei nefashos? Ve'emet b'Yerushalmi b'Masechet Sanhedrin b'Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. גם כן הובא שם דרשה זו, ופירש הפני משה שם, דיאלפינן לה מיתורה דבריבו, לא תתה משפט אביונך בריבו. The mashma birivo iatamate. So it's mashma that in his riv you shouldn't be mate. Meaning when he has a quarrel with somebody, you shouldn't distort the judgment.
הלשון של הפני מושה הוא למעוטי עושה בריבוי. הסכם דמימית בריבוי, אי אתה מתה לחוי ועל פי אחד אלא בשניים. You need to have two. אבל אתה מתה דינו של שור נסקה לחוי ועל פי אחד.
So it's learned from the extra בריבוי.
As first of all, lo kein mevu'al midivrei hayad rama. Yad rama, we see not like that. He doesn't learn from the extra bereva. He just says the pasuk has to be talking about mechuyev emisa, because otherwise, what's the difference between an avyan and an ashir? Which again, we're not exactly clear if our pshat is correct on that. Rakopanim, he doesn't get it from the extra bereva. That's number one. And maybe it's because it also says Vidalo said der Berivo. So if you're Medayek from the extra Berivo, then how come you're not Medayek from Vidalo said der Berivo? If you need extra Berivos, you have a extra Berivo over there. You have Yishai Ribo, you have this Berivo, you have that Berivo. What's the Yitur over there? How can you say it's a Yitur over here when it's not a Yitur over there? How can you say it's a Yitur over there, Velo Sata Mishbar of Yoncha Berivo, and it's not a Yitur Vidalo said der Berivo? So that's one kash. Another kash is that Soif, the pasuk is talking about dine mamonis. It's plechal not talking about dine nefashis. So how can you darshin that berivo i atamate? Aval atamate b'dine nefashis shel shor. But this isn't talking about. We said, like we said, the Gemara learns and we paskin that this pasuk is talking about dine mamonis. So how can you learn about the dinei nefashis of the shore from the dinei mamonis here? And also in the Sefer Tofos Sleim on the Yireim in Kuf Pei Vav, he asks that if the pasuk is talking about the type of the Evyon, that you shouldn't help him in judgment. So how can you learn from there that you're mate the din of the shore lechayvasa? That it's for his liability, it's his detriment. It's called Eilu Dvarim, Shenach Tzichim Levarer. As Be'ezrat Hashem, Bashiur Haba, Bashiur Hazah, Anachnu Hemadnu Et HaKushya. Bashiur Haba, Anachnu Nireh, Al Pi Dvarinu Bashiur HaRishon, Anachnu Nireh Et Yishuv HaDvarim. Be'ezrat Hashem, נראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל, ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם בשיעור הבא אנחנו נמשיך, ובעזרת השם נבאר את הדברים בטוב טעם ודעת, בלי נדר, שלום שלום, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.